Good morning. My name is Andromache Hatzeleferiou, and I'm going to present you our work on host-side file system journaling for durable shared storage. This work was done at the University of Ioannina, Greece, with my advisor, Stelios Anastasiadis. Typically, data center storage is implemented with multi-tier distributed systems on clusters of commodity servers and disk drives. In a multi-tier system, data can be replicated at the front-end layer, where the applications are running, an intermediate caching layer, or the storage backend, the backend storage system. In this work, we focus on the front-end tier, that is the client side, which can be either virtualized or not. In particular, the front-end tier can be stateless for reduced cross-layer communication. This means that recent updates are kept only in the client's volatile memory, which inevitably results in data loss in the case of a client failure or reboot. We experimentally motivate our work by measuring the amount of dirty data that remains unflushed at the client's volatile memory. We examine CEF, a representative scale-out file system, under the FileBench file server workload. We observe that the CEF client keeps on average over time 24.3 megabytes of dirty data only in the volatile memory. This means that 24.3 megabytes of data will be lost in a client failure or reboot. Now, on the other hand, the growing popularity of virtualized data centers allows the consolidation of client and server nodes on similar hardware. Typically, network storage is implemented through a block-based interface in the form of virtual disks. Although this approach enables virtualization flexibility, it incurs undesirable translation overheads due to multiple intermediate storage layers. Alternatively, the guest can use a file interface for its file sharing and efficiency properties. Additionally, the file interface provides semantical information which strengthens consistency and allows further performance optimizations. However, this approach has been criticized for limited compatibility across different backend storage systems. Another design dimension in the data center storage applies durable host-side caching for improved performance at reduced server and network load. However, the existing approaches typically use the block interface that inherently lacks the support for data sharing. Additionally, the repetitive I/O translations of the I/O requests across multiple storage layers and the persistency of mapping metadata introduce considerable performance overheads. And finally, the semantic gap complicates both the grouping of the dirty blocks and also their ordering according to file system imposed dependencies. In this work, we target to improve the durability of the memory-based cache at the client in a shared storage system. In addition to that, we also target to improve the performance and the efficiency of the shared storage. In particular, we aim to provide a POSIX-like file-based interface, native file sharing support within and across different hosts, and durability of recent writes upon client reboots. We also strive to achieve sequential disk throughput for write requests, and our final goal is the ability of the backend storage to scale out efficiently. We propose the Arion system, which integrates disk-based journaling into the client of a distributed file system. We rely on an object-based scale-out storage backend, which consists of multiple data and metadata servers. The client can be either virtualized or bare metal, and we assume that the host provides directly attached storage with sufficient redundancy to tolerate disk failures. The Arion client logs both the data and the metadata of an I/O request, while the modified blocks have to reach a predefined number of backend replicas before they are considered safely stored. Thus, we regard the front-end logging as an heterogeneous form of replication. In the proposed design, we synchronously transfer data modifications from the client's memory to the local disk journal. This happens either periodically or explicitly at the flash request. A journal block remains cached at the client's memory until it is safely written to the server. The write-back process can be initiated after a predefined time period or due to memory or journal space pressure. Finally, written back and invalidated pages are eventually removed from the journal. Now, in this slide, I'm going to talk about some consistency issues that arise. Initially, shared file access is achieved through different types of tokens leased to the client by the metadata servers. If a metadata server revokes a token due to some conflicting access by another client to the same file, then the client is forced to checkpoint any conflicting updates and then invalidate any related journal records. Upon a client network reconnection or reboot after a crash, the client replaces the modified blocks that the client replaces only the modified block of each file whose token has been refreshed and whose metadata cast at the client is newer than the metadata newly fetched from the metadata server. In our implementation, we integrate the Linux journaling block device into the SFFS kernel-level client. The main difficulty in our implementation is somehow to maintain the inode information regarding the journaled data blocks. Thus, we expanded the journal tag structure of the journal descriptor block in order to include several inode attributes provided by the metadata server. During a crash recovery, we compare the inode information stored into the journal tag against the metadata fetched from the metadata server. Then we auto-replay those updates for those files whose metadata has not been obsoleted after the transaction commit. Now, in our experimentation environment, we use a virtualized client which directly mounts the distributed file system. The Arion client uses a 2 GB disk partition at the host for the general purposes. We have 5 server machines, and each object server dedicates a separate device for the journaling and another for the file system data. By default, the Linux PDFlash daemon wakes up every 5 seconds and write-backs dirty data older than 30 seconds from the client's memory to the servers. In addition to that, the Arion client flashes dirty data from the client memory to the local journal every second for improved durability. In the following experiments, we measure the performance, the durability, and the efficiency of the Arion and the original CEPH kernel-level client. In the first figure, we repeat our initial experiment of the FileBench file server, and we observe that Arion reduces the average amount of vulnerable data in memory from 24.3 to 5.4 megabytes over time. In the next experiment, we have a mail server workload which consists of synchronous writes. We examine Ceph under the default flashing parameters, where every 5 seconds dirty data older than 30 seconds are flashed to the server. We also examine Ceph with both this interval set equal to 1 second, and we also have Ceph with the file system synchronously mounted. On the other hand, we examine Arion with expiration and write-back interval set to 60 seconds or to infinity in order to minimize write-back. In the first figure, we observe that Arion achieves up to 58% higher operation throughput than Ceph. Now, in the same experiment, we also measure the received and the transmitted network load at 1 OSD, normalized by the number of the, completed I/O operations. As shown in the second graph, Arion reduces both the received and the transmitted network load by 30 and 27%, respectively. We further explore the behavior of the two systems using the FIO microbenchmark with Zipfian random writes. The first figure reveals reduced write latency for Arion, while the second figure depicts the total network traffic received over time at 1 OSD. We observe that Arion reduces the received network volume by 42%, and the same experiment takes 26% shorter time to complete. Finally, in the same experiment, we also measure the bandwidth utilization of the file system and the journal devices at 1 OSD. And we observe that Arion reduces the total disk utilization by 82% at the file system storage device. This slide concludes my talk and gives our directions for future work, and I'm happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Can you explain the Ceph sync versus the Ceph numbers again? Because it looked like the Ceph sync actually had a little bit higher throughput than the, on that graph. Yeah. Go back one more. Yes.
That one.
So that middle bar, so Ceph sync has higher throughput. Is that syncing on close? And it also has lower network load. So what's the difference between those three Ceph configurations?
Okay, and this configuration, Ceph write requests go directly to the OSD servers. We have no caching in this case. I'm not sure that I understand the question.
There's three different Ceph bars, and so I don't understand the difference in configuration between Ceph,
okay.
Ceph 1, and Ceph sync.
In the first configuration, Ceph uses the default flashing parameters of the Linux kernel. In the second configuration, we set the write-back and the expiration intervals equal to 1 second. Every second, we flash dirty data to the servers. And the third configuration, in the third configuration, we have the file system synchronously mounted. So we have no caching in this case.
Okay, that's what I thought. So then in, say, on the right, there's less network bandwidth with Ceph sync than with Ceph with the delayed write back, which I found surprising. And there's also slightly higher throughput with Ceph sync versus the ones with delayed write back, which I found surprising.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we can chat about this later.
Okay,
Thank
yes,
you.
Go ahead, please.
So this is a feature that a lot of people have asked about, so it's cool to see being worked on. But it sounds like when the local file system issues a commit, then you're committing to the local disk. But if that client goes away and someone else does something, then when you come back, you toss out all the data on the local disk. Is that right? And can you comment on what that does to your consistency models?
I can't hear you very well. Can you repeat that?
It sounds like if the local computer does a commit, it goes to the local disk. Mm-hmm. But that you throw away that local disk if someone does something that conflicts while it's dead. Is that right? And can you comment on what that
means?
Okay,
we assume that the host provides directly attached storage with sufficient redundancy to tolerate disk failures. Now, another issue is what happens if in the meantime another client accesses the same files. And, I think I describe this situation, this figure. We conditionally propagate the journal updates upon a client network connection or reboot after a crash. We check if another client has modified or has accessed, in general, the journal data, then we cannot replay the journal modifications.
Right, so it sounds like you've lost data that you promised was committed. I mean, that might be okay, but I'd like to, we can talk about this more later.
Yeah, perhaps if I could request that you guys take this offline so we can go to the next speaker.
Offline.
Thank you. Thank you very much.